阿门。那就要奉主是圣名，我们来看几个例子，再来看几个例子。
In the name of Jesus Christ, let's continue with some examples.
我们讲的这些都是跟我们上面那两个原则有冲突的。
And these examples all is in contradiction with the two principles that we brought forth before.
就是违反了我们上面那两个原则，就是真理原则跟圣灵原则。
Which is that these go against the principles that we set forth, which is the principle of the Holy Spirit and of the truth.
那我们刚才讲到，你被诱惑，一定你心里先有笑，或是有被魔鬼留地步。
And when we say that you have been deceived, it is that you have left a foothold for Satan, or there is some leaven within you.
那都有时候是隐藏的啦。
And sometimes this is hidden.
比如说你对教会不满了。
For example, you are not satisfied with the church.
你感觉怀才不遇啊。
And you feel that.
怀才不遇，人家不认识你那么厉害啊。
You feel that people don't know how great you are.
但是这种感觉不是说凭空来血的，有时候也是真的。教会里面有一些比较霸道的人，真的欺负到你了。
But
也是有可能，不是没有可能的。
Sometimes these feelings that you have are justified because of people did pick on you.
那你如果把这个不满一直藏在心里面
，But if you keep this dissatisfaction within your heart，
那变成一种笑
，And it becomes this leaven，
那就不好了
，And then it becomes bad。
那在这种情况之下，如果你碰到一些就是灵的工作啦，或是别人的什么有什么真理启示啊，你很容易就被吸引过去。
But then if this is within you and then there is some kind of spiritual work or you are very easily deceived by others.
那现在我们来看那个第二个这个真假撒母耳。
Let's take a look at the second example, the real versus the fake Samuel.
我们对这个当然我们都很知道这个故事都熟了哈。撒母耳死了。
We're all very familiar with the story. Samuel already died.
扫罗这时候才想到说应该要求问神。
And so at this time, Saul figured that he needed to ask God.
那是神也不理他。
But God wouldn't listen to him.
扫摩死了。
And Samuel died.
他去找教鬼的。
And so he went to a medium.
教出来的是一个扫摩尔。
And what the medium called up was Samuel.
当然这个不是真的扫摩尔。
But this is not the real Samuel.
是魔鬼扮演的。
This is Satan in disguise.
所以魔鬼扮演成死掉的撒母耳要出来。
And so Satan disguised himself as the dead Samuel when he came out.
这也是一种属灵混乱的哈。
And so this is a disturbance in the spiritual realm.
这个比较容易判断。
This is easier to distinguish.
因为他去找的是教鬼的，绝对不可能把真的撒母耳找出来。
Because the person that he went to look for is a medium, and so this medium is one who talks with this ghost, and he cannot get the real Samuel.
这个撒母耳从地钻出来。
And this Samuel came out from the ground.
他讲了一些似是而非的道理。
And he just spoke some words.
好，那我们来看第三个例子。我们来看列王记上二十二章。
And let's look at the third example, 1 Kings chapter 22.
列王记上二十二章。
1 Kings chapter 22.
列王记上二十二章
First Kings chapter 22
这是以色列国跟犹大国两个国王联合要去打仗
And so this is the kingdom of Israel and the kingdom of Judah joining together to go into war
亚哈王是坏王
And King Ahab was the bad king
约沙法王是好王啊
And King Jehoshaphat was the good king
约沙法我们听过他的故事啊他靠神打胜仗的故事。
And we've all heard the stories of King Jehoshaphat and how he relied upon God to be victorious in his battles.
那他们要去打仗之前。
And so before the battle.
第五节哈。
Verse 5.
约沙法王还是靠神的。
King Jehoshaphat was still relying upon God.
他就对以色列对这个亚哈王是坏王啊。
And so he was fighting for the bad king, King Ahab.
跟他讲了哈，说我们。他说：“请你先求问真神。”
In verse 5 it says, "Please acquire the word of God today."
他是把神放在第一位，对不对？第五节说要问神，对不对
？Verse 5 it says he went to ask God. He put God as first in his heart.
好了，这时候以色列王他就召集，我们看第六节。
Verse
6以色列王召集先知约有400个人。
king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men.
我们不要乱加圣经, 这里他召的是什么? 先知。
And so here it says that he gathered prophets.
他绝对没有召假先知来, 对不对?
It didn't say that he gathered false prophets.
我们就要照这样念了,
we need to read it.
先知就是先知, 你不要自己又把它说, 他讲的是假先知, 绝对不要这样认为。
And so we have to read the Bible as it says. It says the prophets, we should not say that these are false prophets.
好。 那这个400个先知当中呢，他讲完这个话之后，约瑟瓦听了，不对，不太，他不满意啊。
And so these 400 prophets, after they spoke, King Jehoshaphat wasn't quite satisfied with the answer.
好，我们看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
那约瑟瓦说，这里不是还有真神的先知吗？
Is there still not a prophet of the Lord here?
他说有了，还有一个了。
So he says, yes, there's still one.
那个就是那个拉音的儿子米盖亚了。And
this is Micaiah, the son of Imlah.
那因为他，我们可以托他求问神了。And
so we can ask, we can inquire of God through him.
那这个亚哈王他说，只是我恨他了。
But then King Ahab said that the only thing is I hate him.
因为他每次都讲坏话, 没有讲好话。
Because he always prophesies bad things, evil things, and not good.
其实他每次都做坏事, 当然是讲坏话了。
And of course, King Ahab always does bad things, and that's why he always speaks bad things.
他们两个就是不合就是了。
And just the two of them don't get along.
那约瑟瓦还是比较理智的说，王不要，你不用这样子嘛。
And the King Jehoshaphat said, well, let not the king say these things.
还是把他召来了。
And so he got this person.
约瑟瓦王还是在属灵的判别上还是蛮不错的。
And so in the spiritual realm, King Jehoshaphat was a pretty good person.
我们第九节。
Verse
9. 那个以色列王就召一个太监来了，说你快去将那个米盖亚召来。
And so the king of Israel said to bring Micaiah here.
那在召的当中呢，这400个先知那已经来了。
And so when he was calling them, the 400 prophets already came.
第十节。
Verse 10.
他们场面弄得很大。
And they had a huge, they took out the threshing floor.
在那个城门前那个空场上面摆开阵势。
And so they sat each on his throne at the entrance of the gate.
因为在他的王宫里面可能摆不下那么多人。
Probably because so many people can't fit in his throne.
但是当时的城门也是专门在有时候上朝啊，有时候就是人来人去大广场在城门口。
And at that time, the gate was a place where people would go, just where important people come and go.
那时候那个地方可能有他们的那个座位了哈。
And so they each had their own throne there, seat there.
各穿朝服坐在位上。
And so they all sat, putting on their robes, they sat on their each.
那下面说，所有的先知都在他们面前说预言。
And so it says that all of the prophets spoke prophecies in them.
这里没有讲他们是假先知，他们都是先知啊。
Here it doesn't say that these are false prophets, they were just all prophets.
那其中有一个叫做西底家。
And one of them was called Zedekiah.
他可能是400个先知的头。
And perhaps he was the head of the 400 prophets.
他还用那个旧约圣经所常用的，就是那个形象语言，就是造两个symbolic action，就是象征动作来演戏啊。
And so he actually put on this show.
他做了一个什么，就是象征动作symbolic action.
So he made some symbolic actions.
就是他造两个铁的脚。
And so he made for himself two horns of iron.
所以你所向无敌啊。
And it says that you.
你到哪里都会赢啊。
And it says that wherever you go, you will be victorious.
你用这个脚来打敌人。
And using this horn, you will fight with your enemies.
他是当头的先知。
And so he was the head of the prophets.
那其他的400个人呢？
And so what happened to the other 400?
12节。
Verse 12.
好像吃了他的口水一样，所有的先知也都这样说预言。 跟着说，照说不误。
And so it seems that the other prophets followed right behind him and says that to just go up and fight and you'll prosper.
好，他们在说预言哦。
And so they were prophesying.
他们也是神的先知哦。
These people are also the prophets of God.
他们是被感动的咯。
And these people were touched.
13节。
13.
那去召米盖亚的使者对米盖亚说了。
And so the messenger who had gone to call Micaiah spoke to him.
这个太监倒蛮有。 蛮什么圆滑的，就是了。
And so this messenger was very
圆滑，很 smooth， 不是，不怎么讲，好像 好像泥鳅一样，哇，很 good。
So he was a very good.
他事先通风报信了。
And so he first, he kind of warned him, or he tried to get him to speak what he wanted.
台下先撮合一下。
And so he just kind of he set the front.
他跟那个米迦说，哎，众先知一口同音的都向王说急话，那你不如呢与他们一样说话，也说急话哈，大家要看场面嘛，对不对？
So he says, just look around you. Look at
401个人都讲好话了，你剩下最后一个，你要一样嘛，大家。
Look at the 401 prophets. They're all speaking good words. You should be one of them.
这太监就这样跟他说了。
And so this is what the messenger said to him.
第十四节。
14.
你刚才说我指着永生神的话启示了，神对我说什么我就说什么。
Micaiah said that as the Lord lives, whatever the Lord says to me, that I will speak.
他是不管说别人讲怎么样，他有自己的主见，他的主见是看着神来办事。
He was saying that regardless of what other people are saying, he has his own principle, which is that he will speak what God speaks.
我们看十七节。
Verse 17.
米迦也说了。
So、Micaiah said.
我看见。
Says, I saw.
那个以色列民散在各地没有。好像没有牧人的羊一样。
I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd.
这意思是什么？
And what is the meaning of this?
就是说，这个国王会死啊。
Meaning that this king will die.
因为王是民的牧人。
Because the king is the shepherd of the sheep.
那这个国王死了，这个百姓倒是平安了。
And if this king dies, then everybody will have peace.
这国王也是知道的了，他一听说话，你又跟我讲坏话。
And so this king, he knew it, and he says, "You're speaking evil words against me again."
那我们来看十九节。
Verse 19.
米迦就跟他说了。
And so Micaiah said to him,
你要听神的话。
So you must listen to the word of God.
我看见。
I saw.
好，那他就把实话这个整个内容讲出来了哈。
And so he spoke of what he saw.
那我们看二十四节。
Verse 24.
这里是两种先知的对抗。
And these are two prophets facing off.
这两方面都是先知哦。
And they were both prophets.
只是他们感动的方向不一样。
It's just that their movement was in two different directions.
在这里我要强调的是，我们依照圣经，圣经没有说这四百个是假先知，对不对？
What I want to emphasize.
你看，无论你看原文看什么文，绝对没有说他是假先知。既然不是假先知，我们就不要怎么样，你自己把它编列预算，把它编到假先知那边去。
I want to emphasize here is that the Bible never says that these are 400 are false prophets. If you look in the original text, it doesn't say that, and so we should not change it and make them false prophets.
在圣经里面的那个评语里面都是先知。
In all the texts of the Bible, it is that they were prophets.
但是他们预言的内容，预言的那个内容不一样。
But the content of the prophecy was different.
这要给我们学的这个，你不要我们常常说，哎，不合。结果不好的就把它打成假先知，这个，这是我们的错误。
And so we should never just whatever bad words that we hear, just say that this is from a false prophet. This is our wrong.
好，那我们来看第二十四节，因为这当中还有很多可以讲，但是因为我们讲这个主要点就好了，我们还有半个小时而已。
And so there's a lot of points in here, but we'll just hit on the main ones because of time constraints.
当这米迦亚讲完这个事实之后，他所看见的事实之后。
And so after Micaiah spoke of what he saw.
我们看二十四节。
Verse 24.
这西底家就来了，打这个米迦亚。
And so Zedekiah came and then struck Micaiah on the cheek.
他说：“真神的灵从哪里离开我与你说话呢？”
So which way did the spirit from the Lord go from me to speak to you?
他也是很那个什么，很严肃的来做这件事情。他不是开玩笑的。
He came in a very serious attitude to do what he came to do.
他很有把握说神的灵感动他。
He was greatly assured that it was the spirit of God that moved him.
他也很有自信的说有一个灵来感动他，但是这也是事实。
And he very self-assuredly said that there was a spirit that touched him.
有没有灵感动他？
Was there a spirit that touched him?
有。
There was.
但是有一个灵感动他哦。
And it was a spirit that touched him.
但是这米迦亚他是看见了，他们两个不一样的，一个是看见的，一个是什么？被感动了。
And the difference between Zedekiah and Micaiah is that one was moved by the Spirit and one saw it.
你把这两个比较一下。
And so if we compare these two.
米迦亚上说 我看见他看到了那个神在好像看到了那个什么天上会议的那个整个什么实况转播一样。
And we can see what Micaiah actually saw was just was the Lord sitting on his throne and all the hosts in, of heaven standing by.
你换的不错，你换的更多。
I added on to what he said.
是不是？
我读圣经。哦，你读圣。你看他整个神讲什么，要怎么样，他都看清清楚楚。 And so he knew exactly what God was saying because he saw it all.
21节。
Verse 21.
有一个声音出来。
And there was a voice that said to him.
他就进到那个什么这些众先知的口里面。
And it's, the spirit came into the mouths of the prophets.
这是很奇妙的。
And it was very miraculous.
22节。
Verse 22.
神问他说了，你用什么方法？
And the Lord asked him, in what way are you going to do this?
他说，我去，要在他众先知口中做谎言的灵。
He says that I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouths of all his prophets.
在这整个的故事里面，
And so in this entire story,
以人的眼光来看，他们都是一样的，是先知，对不对？ 我刚刚有强调过。
Looking from man's point of view, they were all prophets, they were all the same.
但在神的口中， 这些那个四百零个先知是什么先知？
But in God's eyes, what were these 401 prophets?
是人的先知。
They were the prophets of man.
对不对？ 我们不加也不减嘛，就是神是怎么说的？
We're not adding or subtracting. What did God say?
神问他说你是用什么？他那个神灵在神的面前说，我去要在他做，他是谁？
I will go out and be a lying spirit in his.
His prophets. 他的众先知他是谁？
And all his prophets, who are his?
他的众是谁？ Yeah.
King
Ahab. 所以这些人在建制上面，在一般人的眼里面，他们是先知，跟米迦是一样的，都是先知，没有区别，也不他们不是外邦人，也不是其他的。 其他的什么种族的，也不是说离开以色列的，或是怎么样，他们也是神的先知，在一般的那个什么，常人来看的话。
So in the eyes of man, these people were also prophets. They weren't from the Gentile land, or they weren't from somewhere else. These were the same people, and they were all prophets.
但是在天上会议里面开会的时候，要去诱惑那个是什么？亚哈的先知。
But then in the host of heaven, when they were having this meeting, they were saying that they were going to deceive the prophets of Ahab. And God didn't say that these were false prophets. He said they were prophets of men. Is it that these people were willing to become false prophets? The reason why we call them false prophets is because the prophecy that they spoke was wrong.
我生来就是讲假预言的，我生来就是喜欢当假先知的，没有这样子，每个人都想当真先知啊，是不是？
Were they born and they were saying that I want to be a false prophet, I want to speak false prophecies? No, everyone wants to be the true prophet.
问题在哪里？
So where is the problem?
这里告诉我们，因为他们是国王的先知。
It tells us the answer, which is that they were the king's prophets.
这就吃人的嘴软嘛，是不是？
It's that they are
拿人的手短啊。
不是有这样的话吗？你拿人的，你的手就短了。Is that if you take from others, your hands are
shortened? 对。我们一般是这样，你指责人说，没有人说指责，没有人这样，这也是有道理的。这个谢长老可以解释，这中文指责人一定是。 先知指责，没有人说指，那你拿人家东西没有说，所以是拿人手短，是不是这样？我不知道，我自己想的。When
we point at other people, we make sure we extend our hands out the whole way, but we don't ever point with our hands retracted. And when we receive, we don't extend our hands; instead, our hands are shortened.
好了，那这些是亚哈的先知啊。
And so these people here are the prophets of Ahab.
真的先知。
Prophets of man.
他真的被迷惑了。
And they were truly deceived.
那这些被迷惑的人，他们也一直相信他们的那个信息是对的。这最可怕就在这个地方。
And the scariest part of this is that the people who were deceived kept believing that what they said was true.
我们再看第二个例子。
Let's take a look at the second example.
有很多没有办法讨论完，然后这个我不是在解经，也不是在讲，但我只是来讲，就是拿这一点，就是小心，就是。
And so, there's a lot that we left unsaid, but we're not studying this. We're just using this to warn us to be careful.
我们来看耶利米书。
It's in the Jeremiah.
对不起，那个、第四那个不是撒上，是那个什么？那是耶利米书啊，
是 Jeremiah，
不是列，不是撒母耳记上啊，他把那个撒上，跟那个什么耶利米书把它倒在一起了，二十八章
Jeremiah 28，
耶利米书二十八章
Jeremiah chapter 28，
这也是两组的先知，这都是神的先知啊。
Here there are two groups of prophets again. They were all prophets of God.
一个是耶利米，
and one was Jeremiah.
一个是什么？哈拿尼亚。
And another was Hananiah.
二十八章。
Chapter 28.
在这个时候呢，在这之前，我们可以知道神借着耶利米传讲信息。
And so before this, God through Jeremiah spoke some news, good news.
二十五章，神跟他说，那个以色列，就是那个尼布甲尼撒要来攻打这个耶路撒冷。
In chapter 25, God through Jeremiah said that King Nebuchadnezzar would come to fight against the land of Israel.
国破人亡啊。
And they would take over the land.
那个十一节说，全地必荒凉。令人惊骇。
Verse 11 says that the whole land shall be a desolation and astonishment.
这些神的百姓也要当奴隶啊。
The people of God will also become captives, slaves.
这是一个很大的一个震撼的信息。
And this was an earth-shaking kind of news.
神的百姓会当奴隶，神的圣殿会被毁，神的国会破。你听了，也是很大震撼。
People of God will be taken captive. The temple of God will be destroyed, and the kingdom of God will be desolate.
好，在这个时候呢，有一个第二十八章第一节。
Chapter 28, verse 1.
那一年呢，就是犹大王西底家登基第四年五月，基片人亚朔的儿子，好，先知哈拿尼亚，在神真神的殿中，当着些祭司和众民。对那个耶利米说，二十八章耶利米书二十八章第一节。
Chapter 28, verse 1, the prophet Hananiah spoke to Jeremiah.
所以他是在那个殿中的一个宣讲。
And so this was proclaimed within a temple.
他的对众是祭司众民，还有这个耶利米。
And the audience is the people in the temple and the priests and also Jeremiah.
这个人不是别人，而是先知哈拿尼亚。
And so this person was no ordinary person. He was the prophet Hananiah.
既然圣经说他是先知，你就不要把他说他是假先知。
Since the Bible calls him a prophet, we should not call him a false prophet.
好，并且他也不是一般人可以去讲的啦。如果你随便跑一个人咚咚咚跑去那个圣殿里面跟祭司讲，祭司赶出去了。
And so this
他一定是真的是，以前讲过预言，并且是对，并且他是有分量的一个先知啊。
So not anybody can just go to the temple and speak. This person must have spoken before, and his prophecy came true.
第二节
Verse 2.
万军之真神，以色列的神如此说：我已经折断巴比伦王的轭，所以他是奉那个万军主的名说以色列的神所讲的。
And so he speaks this all in the name of the Lord of the hosts, the God of Israel.
他讲的信息是什么？
And what is the news that he brings?
他说把巴比伦王的轭折断了。
I've broken the yoke of the king of Babylon.
两年之内要将那个巴比伦王尼布撒尼撒从这地掳到巴比伦去的器皿，就是那个神殿中一切器皿都带回来了，因为他们第一次被掳那些东西都要带回来了。
And so he was saying that within two full years that he will bring back to this place all the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar took away when their first.
接下来这个信息是非常让人很兴奋的信息，对不对？
And so this kind of news is something that causes joy to everyone.
嗯，如果有人起来说感谢主啊，明年我们这个 growth 人数加十倍，哇，大家都哇，一看到异象都不高兴的要命。
And so if somebody came up and said that next year Garden Grove will grow tenfold, and everybody will be very joyful.
是不是？应该是这样子。
It should be so.
那这下子可把这个耶利米先知给愣住了。
And so this caused Prophet Jeremiah to be shocked.
因为他刚刚同一年呢，他说。要国破人亡。
Because in the same year, he had just said that the kingdom would become desolate.
现在又一个先知说要怎么样，要光明会那个什么复兴。
But then here's
要兴旺。
Here's another prophet that says that they will be revived.
我们看第五节，这耶利米的反应是怎么样
？What is the reaction of Prophet Jeremiah?
你看他们两个的给他们的那个职分都是一样的，都是先知的。
So if we take a look at the title given to both of them, it is the same. It is the prophet.
刚刚是讲先知哈拿尼亚。
Just now, the prophet Hananiah spoke.
现在是讲先知耶利米。
And now is the prophet Jeremiah.
他也是当着祭司和站在真神殿里的众民对先知哈拿尼亚说什么？他说阿门。
So what did Jeremiah say in the presence of all the priests and the people in the house? He said, "Amen."
他不讲阿门吗？
Should he not say amen?
这个 amen 可能从他内心讲出来的。This,
这个多好啊，对不对？This amen probably came straight from his heart. How wonderful this would be.
这时候他没有办法。
But here he didn't know what else to do.
他说 amen.
He says amen.
愿主如此行，愿主成就你所说的预言，将主殿中的器皿和一切被掳去人从巴比伦带回来。
Amen. The Lord do so. The Lord perform your words and what you have prophesied to bring back the vessels and the people.
他没有说哇，糟糕，我讲的预言被人家否定了，那怎么办？
He didn't say this is terrible. The prophecy that I spoke has been overthrown by another person.
因为他也是先知啊。
Because he too was a prophet.
你也是先知。
And you are a prophet.
你讲预言在先。
And you spoke the first prophecy.
他讲预言在后。
And he spoke the second one.
怎么办？
So what happens?
是不是？他说阿们、
so、
他阿们是说希望这样子了。这个事情他讲的阿们不是说肯定说你讲是对的，他讲阿们说如果这个事情发生那实在是太好了，大快人心了、
啊、Amen was not to say that what you have spoken is true. It's amen that if what you speak happens then this is too wonderful.
我们看第七节
Verse 7,
然而呢一个但书啊。
And this is nevertheless、
嗯、我向你和众耳中所说的话你当听啊，从古以来呢在我以前的先知向多国和大邦说预言，论到征战灾祸瘟疫的事，先知预言的平安到化成就的时候，人便知道他真是神所差来的了。所以他怎么样，他留一个后部，他说你讲的大快人心，但是会不会应验要看。
So he left this for himself to say that what you have said is great, but just we'll have to see whether or not it comes to pass.
我们在教会里面最难的就是这个。
And this is the most difficult thing for us to do in the church.
有人比较好胆的，就会讲讲讲讲。
And some people who are more brave or bold, they'll just speak and speak.
再没有怎么会怎么怎么怎么。
And it says if we don't do this, then this and this will happen.
一般都要讲时间之前的了。
Most people will speak before something happens.
你还记得吗？1995闰八月有没有一本书吓得大家发抖？那个人也是赚了好多钱，就是了。
And do you remember this book called
1995闰八月
It's called August of 1995, and this is a book that sold greatly, and the person earned a lot of money.
他的书一定要在之前出啊。
And this book,
那时间还没到嘛，对不对？
This book had to be published before the actual date, because the time hasn't come yet.
大家都会怕嘛，是不是？
And so everybody would be afraid.
嗯，如果有人起来说，哎，两千零多少会怎么怎么怎么，大家听了，如果讲的很有理，要怎么样，大家心里毛毛的。
And so if somebody says that in 2,000 or so years something's going to happen, then everybody will be frightened within their hearts.
那这个哈拿尼亚也蛮强的。
And so Hananiah was pretty strong.
先知对先知。
And so the prophet spoke to the prophet.
第十节。
Verse 10.
于是先知哈拿尼亚将先知耶利米颈项的轭取下来。
And Hananiah the prophet took the yoke off the prophet Jeremiah's neck and broke it.
这个是我们可以看27章第二节了。
We can look at this from chapter 27, verse 2.
那一年呢，神跟这个耶利米说了。
During that year, the Lord said to
Jeremiah, 你要做绳索，做轭架在自己的颈项上。
Just make for yourself bonds and yokes and put it on your neck.
所以那个耶利米就带着那个轭。
So King so Prophet Jeremiah was holding on, was carrying this yoke and carrying.
那要给民众看说，你们要警醒悔改，不然的话，你们会当奴隶呀。
And this was to tell the people that you need to be watchful, and otherwise you may become captives.
神的意愿是你们那国破人亡啊。
And so the will of God is that this would happen.
那现在呢，这个先知哈拿尼亚就把那轭拿下来了。
And so now Hananiah took the yoke down.
把那折断了。
He broke the yoke.
但是这时候耶利米不错了，哎呦，一身轻。
And then Jeremiah was probably like, "Wow, if I can finally relax."
但是那个轭断了，他的内心那种也很疼痛的。为什么？神明明跟我预言这样子，我得到的信息是这样子，又要做这轭，那我不是变什么讲话不算话了？这神跟我讲的怎么？糟糕了，对他的地位，对他的那个脸啊，什么都保不住了，你怎么办？
But then within his heart, when this yoke was broken, it hurt him greatly because God has spoken through him, and now all of this that he has said, people may not believe, and he couldn't stand firm.
可能哈拿尼亚太强了，或是这个耶利米太谦卑。
Or perhaps Hananiah was too strong, or Jeremiah was too humble.
但是我是想说，耶利米谦卑一点好了。
I think it's good for Jeremiah to be more humble.
这个哈拿尼亚又当众说，主如此说，两年之内我必照样从列国中的景象上折断巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒的轭。
So verse 11, Hananiah said that if even so, I will break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar from the neck of all nations within the 2 years.
哈拿尼亚每次讲话都是奉神的名讲的哦，每次。
Every single time Hananiah speaks, he speaks in the name of the Lord.
每次都是奉神的名讲。
Every time he speaks, he does so.
那这时候耶利米怎么办？
And so what was Jeremiah supposed to do?
耶利米最后是怎么样？摸着鼻子走了。
And so Jeremiah just walked away.
是不是？他的话被否定，他的轭被折断。
His words have been denied, and his yoke had been broken.
于是先知耶利米走了。
And then it continues to say, then Prophet Jeremiah went in his way.
在这当中，你看他在两个在征战里面，这是先知对先知啊。
So we can see this conflict, prophet against prophet.
不是他们两个在打仗啊。
It wasn't that they were fighting against each other.
应该是说两个信息不一样在争斗。
And so we can see that it is two different news that is in conflict.
神没有马上制止，或是神马上审判。
And God didn't immediately show the way or immediately judge.
是不是？弄到最后。耶利米摸着鼻子走啊。
So at the end, Jeremiah just walked away.
神没有给他，神那个说，如果哈拿尼亚在那个什么殿里面正宣告的时候打个大雷，神在雷那个闪电，神在那个当中宣告说假先知，我根本没有这样说，哇，事情就大白了，没有。
And perhaps Jeremiah could have just asked God to send forth some lightning, and then it would be told to everyone that Hananiah was a false prophet. But this didn't happen.
弄到这个耶利米摸着鼻子走了。
And it just caused Prophet Jeremiah to just walk away.
13节、12节。
Verse 12.
这里还一直讲哈拿尼亚是先知啊，先知哈拿尼亚把先知耶利米颈项上的轭折断之后呢，神的话这时候才临到耶利米。
And here again, he calls Hananiah the prophet, and then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah only after all this.
耶利米是真先知。
Jeremiah was the true prophet.
神没有跟他讲话，他就不会自己乱讲。
If God does not speak to him, then he will not speak on his own.
甚至有人否定他以前的信息。
And people may have even denied or questioned his news that he brought before.
甚至有人折断他神所给他的证据。
And people even broke the yoke that God gave him.
他的心多开场啊！
And we can just see how open-minded he is.
我们的话不可能啊，你把我的招牌砸了，我这下子，这他的当先知的招牌就是神的话，还有给他的那个标志嘛。
This happened
都砸了他。
Then we wouldn't be able to handle it because the sign that God had given to us has been broken by another person.
他不讲什么。
But he didn't say a word.
这真是很高超。
And this is quite a very noble of him.
那神也在这里训练他了。
And so here God is also training him.
后来神的话就临到了。
And then the word of God came to him.
那神最后的审判是怎么样？
And so what is God's judgment?
我们看第十五节。
Let's look at verse 15.
于是先知耶利米对先知哈拿尼亚说：“哈拿尼亚，你应当听，主并没有差遣你，你竟使这百姓依靠谎言。”
15. And the prophet Jeremiah said to Hananiah the prophet, "Hear now, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent you, but you make this people trust in a lie."
这是为什么会造成这样子呢？
So how did this happen?
因为在当时我们可以看到当时的整个国家的一种气势。
And we can see the whole atmosphere of the country at that time.
他们国家已经被掳过了。
Their nation had already been taken into captivity once.
已经在挫败里面了。
And so they were already in this desolation.
在衰亡里面人人希望复兴。
And so in desolation, people want to be revived.
所以在这个大家希望复兴的这个心情里面，百姓跟国王的这个希望复兴的心情里面。
And so it was during this atmosphere of all the people and all the kings wanting to be revived again.
这个哈拿尼亚就出来了。
It was this time that Hananiah came forth.
他可能有感动。
And perhaps he had been moved.
但他感动是自己感动自己啊。
But this movement was he moved himself.
有时候你没有感觉我们自己感动得很激动吗？
And don't you notice that sometimes when we move ourselves, it is a very strong movement?
那希特勒是世界上我看过了最会感动人的。
And I can
你们因为我住在那里，跟你们那感觉不一样。
And Hitler
你们听到希特勒是说大坏蛋，是不是？他要成为大坏蛋，让你去做，你做不了他那个大坏蛋，你试试看。
And Hitler was a man.
多少人够像他那样子
？A man who could move people greatly, and we all here think that he's a very terrible person. But if you try to be like him, you can't even be like him.
你看他在演讲。
And you watch him speak.
他演讲下去。
And after his speech.
那些妇人呢、哦？哭啊，抱头哭。
And the women would just hold on to his and just weep.
那个那些青年人啊，哇，捏手瞪脚的，拥护他。
And all the youths are very resolved to follow him.
可以为他死啊。
They would die for him.
二次大战只有德国打到全国打光啊。
And in the World War II, only Germany fought until the entire nation was gone.
当然这不是光荣历史了。
And this isn't a glorious part of history.
他们打到没有了。
They,
日本还投降，意大利也投降啊。德国打到没有，他们打到他们的那个总统府里面去。
And they just fought until
打到没有，打到希特勒不知道跑去哪里。
They kept fighting and fighting until the bitter end.
应该说，所以那他是很有魅力的。
But he was one who could move people.
他也会很利用人心呢、啊。
And he could use the hearts of man.
那所以也是最可怕。
And that is also the cruelest.
那这个哈拿尼亚也是可能是这样子。
And Hananiah was probably of the same sort.
你看他讲出来信息。
The news that he spoke.
听了连耶利米都要说阿们了。
And people who heard it, even Prophet Jeremiah had to say amen.
但是耶利米说，这个要时间来考验了。
But Jeremiah said that this would be tested by time.
没办法。
There's nothing you could do about it.
只在这当中，神人没有讲话。
And so within this time period, God also did not speak.
当这个耶利米完全好像被打倒之后，如果这两个他们两个正在说预言的时候，耶利米好像被打倒了，不是吗？
And when the two of them were speaking in prophecies, it seemed like Jeremiah was beaten down.
但是他耶利米真正的好像说被打倒之后，神的话真的来了。
But it was a period of time that Prophet Jeremiah seemed to have been beaten down that the word of God came to him.
但是这个哈拿尼亚是依靠谎言呢、啊、
，But、
就是用谎言来欺骗人。
Relied upon a lie, and he used the lie to hurt other people.
其实这个先知是被迷惑了。
Actually, this prophet himself was deceived.
我们看以西结书十四章第九节。
Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 9.
像这样的先知被迷惑的那种因素有很多。
And there are lots of reasons why a prophet is deceived.
有时候是外在环境需要这样子的话。
And sometimes it is the environment around him that causes him to do so.
那你不得不讲这样子的话。
And then it causes you to speak the words.
是不是？要应景嘛，你不应景不行啊。
And you need to assimilate to your environment.
我们看十四章第九节。
Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 9.
先知若被迷惑，说一句预言，是我主任那先知受迷惑，我也必向他伸手。 将他从我民以色列中除灭，这个很危险的。
This is very dangerous.
所以当先知在旧约里面好像蛮光彩，你听到先知好像很威风啊，其实也是最危险的。
In the Old Testament, to become a prophet sounds to be a very glorious thing, but actually it's the most dangerous.
那个这个先知哈拿尼亚当年七月就死掉了。
And this prophet Hananiah died in the same year, in the seventh month.
他讲只是讲好话而已啊，就死了。
All he did was speak good words, and he died.
并且以西结书说，神任凭先知被迷惑。
And then Ezekiel says that God allows prophets to be deceived.
第九节说，先知若被迷惑，说一句预言是我主，就是他哈，说神他自己任那先知受迷惑，这个说标准不一样哦。
And it says in verse 9 that if a prophet is induced to speak anything, I, the Lord, have induced that prophet.
我们在座我们都是圣工的人，对不对？
And all of us seated here are holy workers.
这边就好像雅各书三章一节所讲的。
And this is recorded in James chapter 3 verse 1.
做师傅的要受更重的什么判断，就是审判就是了。
Those who are teachers will receive a stricter judgment.
当然你的荣耀更大。
But of course the glory that you will receive will also be greater.
但是你所应该所受的这个责任所那个什么受的责罚也更重。
But the responsibility that you bear and the judgment that you bear will also be greater.
哈拿尼亚你看马上死了。
You can see Hananiah just died.
当年死。
He died that same year.
其实他讲好话。
And he spoke good words.
他可能想说安慰人嘛，是不是？
Perhaps he was thinking, I just need to comfort these people.
或是想说他借着这样子神的怜悯嘛，他想那他如果一直在想说神是怜悯的啦，这样，讲到最后再讲出说哎，两年之内，神要让他们好啊。
Perhaps he just kept thinking that God is merciful, and he kept thinking until he said that within 2 years God will revive this nation.
他被迷惑了。
And these people were deceived.
他可能是被自己的心迷惑。
And perhaps this Hananiah was deceived by his own heart.
或是被外在迷惑。
Or perhaps he was deceived by the environment around him.
无论怎么样。
But regardless of how it happened.
因为自己的一句迷惑人的话，也是他自己先被迷惑的一句话，自己就死掉了。
Because of this one statement that he deceived others with, and perhaps he deceived himself with, he died.
讲这么多。
He's spoken so much about this.
是要告诉我们。
This is just to tell us.
我们看那个周末论的时候。
That when we see the, when we look at the.
周末论。就是
The Antichrist.
Apocalypse.
Apocalypse.
如果看那个帖撒罗尼迦前后书里面。
And we take a look at 1st and 2nd Thessalonians.
以后这个敌基督的。
And we'll look at all these antichrists.
以前我小时候人家都说共产党。
A lot of people before would say that these were the communists.
也有可能啊，你不要笑。
Don't laugh, it's possible.
这个没有关系的。
It's okay.
但是你看帖撒罗尼迦前后书。
If you take a look at 1st and Thessalonians.
我的看法是在教会里面。
And my feeling is that this is within the church.
他们会从教会出来。
These antichrists will come from the church.
那让时候就会进入到一个那个灵界的大战里面去了。
And during that time, we will enter into a great warfare of the spiritual realm.
世界会大战，这是一定的了哈。
The whole world will
become another
world war.
我们不是否认说共产国民，那没有关系，会。
We're not denying that nations will rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms. These will happen.
但是在我们教会里面。
But within our church itself,
道理的理解
and the understanding of the truth,
那个方向的带领
and the direction,
属灵的追求
and the spiritual pursuit,
会越进入到一种征战的一个状态里面
It will enter into a more of a warfare.
如果你不装备自己
and if you don't prepare yourself,
尤其我们是牧人啊
and especially as shepherds,
你不警醒
and you're not watchful.
你自己被迷惑了。
You yourself is being deceived.
牧人被迷惑，先知其实我们都是先知哎，先知是做什么？传讲神话的人呢、啊、
？And we are all prophets, and what are prophets? They're ones who speak the words of God.
我们昨天有讲，我们是君王、祭司，对不对
？Yesterday we said that we are priests and kings.
其实我们是先知。
Actually, we are also prophets.
先知的责任是什么
？And what is the responsibility of a prophet?
传神的话。
To preach the word of God.
代祷。
And to intercede.
像耶稣一样，耶稣也是代祷。
And just like Jesus did, he interceded for us.
那其实我们都是跟耶稣比起来，我们都是小先知了。
Actually, compared to Jesus, we are just all the minor prophets.
跟耶稣比起来，我们都是祭司，耶稣是大祭司。
And compared to Jesus, we are all priests, and Jesus is the high priest.
耶稣是万王之王，大王，我们都是 kings， 对不对？你看那个圣经都是 kings， 小王。
And Jesus Christ is the king of all kings, and we are just kings, lowercase.
好，你是先知。
We are prophets.
你不能分辨诸灵。
And we cannot discern.
如果你不能
，and if you cannot discern between the spiritual realm,
你不能站住真理
，and you cannot stand firm in the truth,
你会死得最快
，and you will die the quickest.
但我是一样哈
，and I too.
那到最后在教会里面
，and at the end it will be in the church.
我们看到的末世三口出来的
，and in the last day we see the three mouths that will appear.
到最后龙吐出口水
，and at the end the dragon spit.
那水成为什么？江河啊
！What happened to this spit? It became this great river.
在启示录里面，神有的魔鬼都有啊，你可以比回去比较一下。
In Revelations, you can go back and compare. Whatever God has, Satan has the same.
两种海。
There are two kinds of rivers.
那两种河。
Two kinds of rivers, two kinds of.
一个是活水江河。
And one is the living water.
生命的河。
And this is the living water.
你看那个魔鬼吐在那个启示录第十二章啊。他吐出口嘴巴里面吐出的水，到最后变成什么河？也是什么龙的，不能说活水江河，也是龙的口水河。
And so Revelation chapter 12, we see that the dragon spit, and this spit became a river of his spit.
那口水一直在我们后面冲我们呢。
And so the saliva is behind us, pushing us.
那你能不能不能分辨
？And so how can we distinguish discern?If we can't discern, then we will die.
那个周末论的最后，我们昨天有看到的。
And so yesterday we saw the conclusion of the
魔鬼的最后的战点呢，每一点就是在教会。
And so the end of the war is in the church.
所以到启示录到最后面。
And so at the end of Revelations.
这个是不能讲的，现在不能讲了哈。但是我们念一下，既然在圣经里面，我们念一下。
And these are things we can't speak of, but since it's in the Bible, we'll just read it.
二十二章。对这个末世的道理应该更要多明白了。
It means here that we need to have a deeper understanding of the things that will happen in the last days.
到了二十二章这最后的这个关键，坏蛋让他继续坏。
Counseling, then let the bad be bad.
不来聚会就让他死算了。
And those who don't come to service, just let them die.
这不能讲啊！这圣经是说不义的让他不义，对不对
？These are this is what the Bible says that he who is unjust, let him be unjust.
还没到了。
The time is not here.
我们现在还是要有伤的要去把它裹缠，有病的要把它抱，是不是？
Still during the time when one who is wounded, we need to go and help him, and one who is hurt, we need to help him.
只是到最后的时候。
It is only at the very end.
你没有很坚强信心，你敌不过魔鬼的。
If you do not have very strong faith, you will not be able to fight against Satan.
你常常说谁欺负我了？我不到教会去。
And if oftentimes,
那负责人就苦得要命，开车去访问你，还买个礼物。
If oftentimes you say, I'm not coming to church again because this person hurt me, then these poor council members need to go and visit you and even bring you a present.
周末到了。
And the end time is here.
哎呀，你不来就算了。
If you don't come, then that's too bad for you.
同心莫道。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen. 这个时候还没到，我们还是要用爱心去包容，
The time is not here yet. We still need to bear in love.